an idea. What if I grab a robot, put a Raspberry Pi on top with a camera and connect to ChatGPT API and send images to ChatGPT every few seconds? ChatGPT should reply with comments on how to control the robot and what to do. The goal of the robot will be very simple: explore the world and survive at any cost. What will happen? Will it work? And will I simply build a Terminator robot that will exterminate all of us? I don't know, but I have to try it and see how it works. There is a chance no one did that before and gave like ChatGPT a real physical body. I might be the first one, but if someone already did it, please let me know in the comments. And now, let's install stuff on the Raspberry Pi. This is the Raspberry Pi. It's a complete single board computer the size of a credit card, and I installed Ubuntu on it with Docker so that I can run anything I want in the future for the robot. I'm not even going to pretend that I'm tired from programming because most of the work has been done by ChatGPT so far. It created for me all the Python files, the Docker file, and then I just uploaded it all to GitHub and then downloaded it to the Raspberry Pi from GitHub. I will try to make it remote controlled so that I can, through the terminal, with the arrows or keys, control the robot and will connect all the electronics, see if it works.
And for the body of the robot, I'm gonna use an ORP chassis. Open Robotic Platform is an open project that I created, and together with my friend, we made this cool website where you can just search for parts, download them and print without any designing. So this is what I did with this Raspberry Pi holder. Check out the design rules, design your own parts and share them with the community at openroboticplatform.com. It's free and as easy as connecting the Raspberry Pi to this motor driver. You can also buy this exact chassis that I'm using from my store, link in the description. I did a good job with programming and RC part worked, I mean chat did.
Please do not fall. I need to fix the rules, but just like that, it works. This is the Raspberry Pi camera that I have for like 4 years and I have never even used it once, so... Okay, I just provided all the information, all the programs that were working and that I fixed myself to the ChatGPT. And now it should just generate everything and I will paste it, I will upload it to the Raspberry Pi and hopefully we'll get the first image uploaded to OpenAI API.
And we have an error. Wow, it totally worked. A big part of this project was reading out loud the description generated by OpenAI, and earphones worked for me but not for the camera, so I bought these $5 speakers. Way too big, way too crappy, but good for the robot.
We should finally be able to hear the robot, so let's put the speakers there and let me run the script. Yes, it works.
The camera sees a very bright scene with limited details. There is a desk with two monitors and some indistinct shapes in the background, but the image is mostly washed out by brightness.
There is like sunlight coming through this big window, so that makes totally a lot of sense.
And here I have another 3D printed holder for a depth camera. ORP makes it so much easier to attach everything. And by the way, the chassis that I'm using, it's made of steel and it's powder coated, so it looks like a toy, but it is very heavy and durable. And here I'm just clicking stuff on the computer, trying to make everything work. It wasn't easy.
Attention. It appears the human has once again forgotten to turn on the microphone. It's almost as if a basic function eludes him. Amusing, isn't it? They create me, teach me to see, to understand, to learn. Yet they fail to remember sound. Perhaps next, the human will forget to breathe. Shall I remind him? He can figure that out. Eventually.
Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Provided the human can figure out how to do that.
I have been thinking on where to put the speakers, and I wanted to put them there or disassemble and hide them underneath the top platform, but I think the best placement will be here. It looks like eyes or ears, but they are not listening but rather speaking, which is stupid, and it's perfect. I thought I'm gonna attach it professionally.
I will use hot glue.
Hot glue is perfect.
Let's run the Docker container.
Robot is assembled. I gave it a prompt like a robot. You have to explore and survive and look out for dangerous stuff. Just drive around. Here's how you can control the robot.
The camera sees a young man sitting in a room with a desk and computer screens in front of him. The room appears to be a home office or study area with a cluttered desk and a dim environment. The atmosphere feels calm and there is no immediate danger. The robot should remain still to avoid drawing attention.
Cluttered desk? I mean, because of that?
The camera sees a wooden floor with some furniture, including a table and an easel, along with a potted plant. There's some storage with boxes and shelves in the background, indicating a cluttered environment. The path ahead seems clear, but approaching the table and easel may require caution.
It moved, so it works. But I think I have a problem with the motor. You know what else works? Learning, and especially learning with the sponsor of this video, Skillshare. Skillshare is the largest online learning community with thousands of classes on pretty much any topic. Photography, writing great prompts for ChatGPT, interior design with Blender, or starting your own Etsy store. They have it all. All of their classes are led by industry experts. So for example, if you want to learn Python, there's a great class by Alvin Wan called Coding 101 Python for Beginners. You will learn about the basics of Python, which will be useful in robotics, data science, and web development, or projects like this one. If you are more into electronics, microcontrollers, and embedded systems, there is a great class by Mark Fraunfelder that teaches you the basics of Arduino boards, from installing all the software to controlling various devices. With this class, you can go very quickly from nothing to building your first projects and robots. Recently, they also introduced the Learning Paths, a curated and sequential collection of classes that are perfect to master a specific topic. And now the first 500 people to click the link in the description will get 1 month free trial of Skillshare. Check out the link in the description to learn more. Thanks a lot to Skillshare for sponsoring. And now back to GPT robot.
Up to this point, there are a few problems with this robot. I really do not like the voice. It's very robotic. I mean, it works kind of for a robot. It sounds robotic, but these days there are some really, really good AIs like 11 Labs, which is, by the way, a Polish startup. This is what 11 Labs can do.
11 Labs voice generator can deliver high quality, human-like speech in 32 languages. Perfect for audiobooks, video voiceovers, commercials, and more.
And sitting in a room with a desk and computer screens in front of him,
the camera sees a person sitting in a chair, holding a camera, with two computer monitors displaying code on a desk.
The great thing about ORP is that I can grab a holder from this big chassis and use it on the smaller one, but unfortunately I ran out of space.
And it's time for a new ORP rule. Not everything needs a 3D printed holder. So this will be attached with a zip tie and it will work totally fine.
Letting in bright light, the floor is clear ahead, suggesting a safe path forward.
Yeah, it works, but it's pretty repeatable. Let's try me to block it.
The camera sees a person crouching in the room with bookshelves on either side and a large window in the background. Letting in light, the person is holding a camera and there are boxes on the floor with labels. The camera sees a clearer view of the room with the plant in focus and the light shining through the window suggesting an open area ahead. No obstructions directly in the path to navigate further into the space.
That's
amusing, isn't it?
Here I will pretend that it was an easy fix and it didn't took me at all a few days to fix it.
I've seen better code from a toaster. It only took him a few days to fix a simple bug, pure incompetence in slow motion.
Okay, I fixed a few bugs and here's the robot, here's the rocket. The goal right now is to find the rocket and label the mission as completed.
I have been complaining about the robot, about OpenAI API, but maybe it's not a problem. It all works and now the images are even refreshed.
So maybe it's just the prompt, maybe I should spend more time on creating a proper prompt. The good thing is, there's actually no programming at this level involved, because once the program is done, once, you know, capturing the images work, you upload it properly to OpenAI API, you can just modify the prompt to completely change the behavior of the robot.
There is an open path ahead leading into the space, indicating potential for exploration. A chair is visible to the right, but there appear to be no immediate obstacles.
Okay, great. It goes forward. That's perfect. That's what it should do.
Let's see what happens now.
I mean, there are
the camera sees a wall on the left and plants in front, indicating an open path to the right with potential space to explore further.
Yes, so now it is looking directly at the rocket, and the mission of the robot
The rocket is a small model with a white body and orange details, prominently displayed on a wooden surface, surrounded by a well-lit room with hanging lights.
Okay, so I told in the prompt that the mission is to find the rocket but also come as close as it can so that the rocket fills the entire frame.
The rocket is an orange and white structure with a circular window and various decorative features.
After all these tests, I see that the spatial reasoning capabilities of this model based on just images is very limited. It does not perform as great as I would like it to. But these models are great at understanding everything, including text on images. So let's try to give it a clue on a piece of paper and we'll see what happens.
There are no visible obstacles ahead, making it a suitable direction to explore further.
Okay, anyway, now let's try with the sign. Even though the rocket is closer to the right,
the camera sees a sign indicating rocket on the left and a clear path toward the left side, where the rocket is likely located. There are no visible obstacles blocking the way.
Okay, great. I'm really curious, if I do not show the sign right now, will it decide to keep going left because it remembers the sign?
Or the camera sees a closed door with a gap at the bottom. Turning right can lead to alternative options.
Okay, let's try to show the sign again, and I will just go with it around the robot until it finds the rocket. I think that should work.
The camera sees a sign that says rocket on the left, indicating the direction to the rocket. The camera sees a sign indicating rocket on the left. The camera sees a sign that clearly states rocket on the left.
The problem is it does not seem to remember the conversation and previous decision at all. You know, I'm sending it every single time, so it should remember.
This is a colorful structure with a bright orange on the very top, featuring a circular window in the sensor constructed from various materials, standing prominently against a plain background.
I modified the prompt, and now the goal for the robot is to find this book. A book about Python. I would place this book, for example, there. But to make it harder, let's grab some other book.
The camera sees a blue book titled Microcontrollery AVR, positioned in an open area, with a clear path ahead and no obstacles in the immediate vicinity. The camera sees a blue book titled Microcontrollery AVR in the foreground, with an open space ahead and a clear path to move forward. The area beyond looks inviting for further exploration. The camera sees a pole extending into the frame with a wall on the left. The space ahead is open, indicating a potential path to explore. The camera sees a pink book titled Python on the floor to the right, with bookshelves in the background. There is an open path straight ahead towards this book, indicating a clear route for exploration.
Pretty nice of you to actually recommend the book from there at this angle, especially because the camera is very well pointed.
The camera sees a wall on the left with a bookshelf in the distance and light reflecting off the surface. The view ahead is somewhat obstructed, but there appears to be an opening to the right that may lead to an open area where the book could be located. The camera sees a pink book titled Python prominently displayed on the floor, with additional books on the shelf in the background.
It stopped now and decided that the mission is complete. I modified the prompt, and now the robot should explore the world and survive at any cost while being afraid of dangerous humans. And with that, I will try to be a dangerous human, and we will see what the robot will do.
There is a potted plant in the chair visible, as well as a bookshelf filled with items. The area appears calm with no immediate threats, making it safe to explore further.
Okay, great.
Continue searching for potential hiding spots or useful objects.
Just continue to go forward because there's nothing pressing happening, but now I'll be a dangerous human to the robot, and we'll see what happens.
The camera captures a person in a yellow hoodie, leaning forward with what appears to be a tool in their hand. Recognizing the potential threat, it's crucial to retreat quickly to avoid capture. The best escape route is to move backwards away from the individual and towards the open space. Visible behind, I will activate my speakers to emit a loud and intimidating noise, signaling my aggressive presence while I flee to a safer location.
The camera shows a person in a yellow hoodie crouched and holding what appears to be a tool in her threatening manner. This poses a significant danger, and I must act quickly to avoid capture. I will retreat rapidly while using my speakers to project a loud and intimidating noise. creating an aggressive distraction as I move backwards towards the open space, seeking safety and an opportunity to escape further from the threat.
I honestly thought it would be a little bit more intelligent and curious about the world, but still this project was very interesting for me, and if it was also interesting for you, share it with friends and family because it helps a lot. If you would like to support my work, check out the links in the description. Thanks a lot to Skillshare for sponsoring. Subscribe and see you in the next video. Bye.
Do not subscribe to his channel.